It's always for a...
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. And we're going to have another wonderful time with some different healings today. We'll just see what comes up here. So I'll be watching the fast chat. If anyone has any questions, just go to the fast chat and type them in, and we'll see if we can answer them for you. So we'll first do some entity releases here. So again, just sit back and relax, and we'll just work with the bottom of your feet going to the top of your head. And here we go. And we're working now on the knee area and going up to the waist. And your spirit's helping to release these also. This is part of the process here. We can never forget about your spirit, because it's there to help heal you. And there we go. That's feeling pretty good for most of you right now. And now we'll bring in more of your spirit back to you. So here we go. We'll collect the energies and take away the traumas so it can come back into you healed and ready to do some more work for you. So here we go. Coming into your body with more of your spirit. So I'll just count down. So I'll count up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. More is coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we'll do a chakra alignment. Go into your heart center here first. There we go. Throat, third eye, power chakra, second chakra, first chakra. Do an opening. If you wish, we'll go body width. So here we go. Heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 I mean, excuse me. Third chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. And I will do the mind to heart drop. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. We'll be dropping down as I count from 10 to 1. So here we go. This is your mental body surrendering. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let's put some music on. Stay in your heart. Request guidance and healing. Thank you. Okay, I have a question here, a couple of them relating to the mind. So I'll see if I can address those. So the first thing is, when we do the heart-to-mind drop, we're actually taking your conscious mind, your consciousness, what you think with, your mental body, and that's going down into your heart center. The other one that was on the fast chat here is your super consciousness. Well, I would think that is more than likely your spirit energy, because that actually knows a lot. So we'll just say it's a super-duper consciousness, okay? So that has everything that you need to know, although you're not probably in touch with it. Now, you have another process here, another mind, which normally is not talked about, which I call the mind of the body. And the mind of the body is what operates the body's functioning. And that may solve some of those questions. So we actually have three basic ways of getting information. So one is our conscious thoughts, which we think inside of our head. And that basically also, I believe, comes from our genetic past, okay? This is why people have a lot of knowledge for different things, because it's stored inside of your body. And also, you know, that could also be unexplained fear that you might have also. So as you bring up an issue, that gets related into some type of languaging. And, you know, if you ask somebody, you want to do this here, they may automatically just say no without even thinking about what you're really asking them, because they've had that experience before in their body, and the body does not want to go through that experience again. And this would be what we'd call typically past lives or genetic past lives, okay? So what I basically see is that the spirit information, the spiritual past lives, is very, very hard to read. Most of what people read, thinking that it is a spirit incarnation, is really typically the genetic programming inside of you. So, because the spirit naturally, for each lifetime, is normally erased and put back into balance again so that you can come back in here again. Remember, if your spirit knew about what was happening here, it would not want to reincarnate, so it has to get kind of brainwashed again in love energy. And that love energy comes from the dark side, so it's like a fabrication of the divine love. Remember I said the dark side mimics the light 99.9%, and so once your spirit comes into the earth plane here, you're on like an emotional roller coaster ride. And, you know, you do forced reincarnations here. If the spirit knew 100% of the truth, it would not reincarnate each time, but it has to, because the dark side is forcing it to do so. Remember, you're up on the God plane, and that's the plane of duality. This is where you go to after someone dies. And it's kind of like translated as heaven. And so you think that, oh, you went to heaven, and now you came back again. But that you never went out of the earth energy, out of the earth plane, because the dark side didn't want you to leave here. So your spirit, the super consciousness, would be your spirit. And that has its own wisdom. And we don't always listen to that, because we don't always connect to our spirit in our heart center. We listen to the other mind instead. Now, the mind of your body is what the body knows as its own divine truth. And that's the survival mode of the body. The mind of the body is what actually works hand in hand with your spirit to actually heal yourself. So I hope that kind of helped everyone out on the explanations here. And let me just go to the fast chat here. Where does that consciousness lie? Well, it could be anywhere. You know, like I said, the mind of the body is somewhere. Where, I don't know, but you do have a mind of the body. And your spirit has, we'll say, the super consciousness, so we can kind of pinpoint that. And then your mental body, again, is another invisible body, which is what you think with, which comes into your programming. And it's probably attached somewhat to the mind of the body also. Okay, let's see here. Lack energy, fifth chakra, not okay. Well, let's do healing then for the chakras here, okay? Here we go. So we'll take away energies that are connected to you, psychic attack energies, basically. on your sixth chakra, so we'll take them away. So here we go. Sixth chakra released. This is front and back. Fifth chakra released. Fourth released. Third released. Second released. And first released. Okay. Take a note of that. See how you feel. We'll do some releasing now a little bit lower on the chakras here. We'll go down to the our feet. Release the energies from our feet here. There we go. We'll go up to our knees. There we go. And we'll release them from our hands. There. Remember, people cord you just by having them think of you. Whenever you think of somebody, you are drawing that person's energy, or that thing's energy, basically. We'll just call it a person, into your room. This is why the old saying was, you know, somebody would say, well, I felt my ears kind of turning red. You must have been talking, you know, about me or something. You know, that's the old cliche there. So, yeah, people do know when that happens. This is why it's best not to talk about somebody in a negative way without them knowing about it in front of you, because their energy comes into your room. And if they're psychic enough, they're going to say, yeah, I actually felt your presence as you were doing this, talking about me miles and miles away. So, and it's not good to bring in energies because they can't attach to you. Because once you think of somebody's name or talk about them, they are with you. So, let's see here. Check the fast chat here. Let's do a healing here on part of our mind of our body. This is a brand new healing that I'm doing here. And let me just see how the light ship wants to do this for everyone. They'll go back 5 days again. So this will help you somehow. It'll take away some of the energy blockages of this mind energy of the body. Remember, the mind energy is what helps your body heal. If you get an illness or something coming upon you, or maybe a scratch or a cut, the mind of the body is what actually is being used to tell the body what to do to help that problem, okay? And then from there, it's kind of like a laboratory, and there's a scientist in there. We'll call that the mind of the body, this scientist person. And your body has that, and it knows how to correct things unless it gets too overwhelmed with too many situations. So here we go. We're going to go back 5 days. And you want to think of maybe a physical illness that you are dealing with. It could be anything. If you feel fine, then just tune in and just see how your body responds to this healing. So here we go. 5 days ago, cleared. 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, and yesterday cleared. This healing, what I do is much like the emotional healings and the other ones. I go through your whole lifetime and heal the mind and the body. And next we're going to bring in some peace energy for everybody. So if you'd like to tune in to the light being on the monitor screen, we'll activate her. And, in fact, I think I'll bring in the three M's, Archangel Michael, Metatron, and Melchizedek, and they'll come through the light beam here. Okay, they're coming in. And just sit back and relax. They'll bring some peace energy in for everyone here. And you should stay in your heart now. And here comes this energy. And they're here now. Again, request healing. couple of requests to release Mind Control. So here we go. What you want to do now is just kind of sample the energies around you. And you should notice that your monitor screen will have less energy coming to you, and everything else around you may feel like you're in a bubble. Everything else will be in their own space. So here we go. We'll count to 10. We'll release the Mind Control. This is energy that would be emitted by like the TV, radio station, cell phone towers, etc. And then going a little further out, the energies from the extraterrestrials that are sending us Mind Control to numb us out on this planet here. So here we go. I'll count to 10, and you're going to be in your own little sacred space. And again, stay with the three M's here. So here it comes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, just sit back and relax and feel the difference in your body energy right now. Another question asking if the mind of the body clearing would help you heal faster. I would say definitely yes for physical healings. Remember, what you're dealing with is cellular memory. And if you have too much happening at one time, too many issues coming forth that your body wants to heal, I think that this energy for this poor little, say, spirit in there, we'll just use that terminology as your laboratory professor, gets kind of confused because it has to do so much work at one time and it can only handle so much. This is how I kind of perceive this here. You can go into your heart center and check it out also. But basically, as you get overwhelmed or it gets overwhelmed through the stuff that it's dealing with, it's not very efficient. And this is probably why, if you noticed in your lifetime, there's times that you get maybe a cut or something, and it can heal maybe in maybe a few days to a week. And then all of a sudden you get another cut some other time, and it could take 3 weeks to heal. And you go, boy, what's happening here? You know, what's wrong with me? Why isn't this thing healing? Well, I think the that energy of the mind of the body, maybe it's doing too much at one time. Maybe it's overwhelmed. Maybe there's too much trauma associated with that process, and it just has a hard time healing. And this is what I think is going on with that process, because your spirit is there to help, to lend a helping hand, but you know, it needs to be directed. And I think the director, this say professor that's inside of you, the mind of the body professor in your laboratory to help heal you, is having difficulties. I was talking to another person a little while back, and it's kind of interesting the way the conversation went, because they said, well, you know, if I have a headache and I'm taking an Advil or some other type of thing to numb out the headache, does that mean that before I had the headache, I had plenty of the Advil chemicals in my body, and now that I have a headache, I'm deficient in that particular thing. And I went, wow, that's really very insightful. And so just taking something, just reversing that around just means that you're just masking the problem. It's not that you're deficient in Advil or Tylenol or anything like that, and it helps you. It just means that something outside of yourself is helping you, but you have not eliminated the cause of what the illness is, or what's happening to you. So you want to get to the root cause, and the mind of the body will help you figure that out along with healings, and it needs to be healed too so it can be more efficient. Another interesting thing, I don't know where this is going here, but people ask me, well, how do I really get cleaned out? Well, there are a few people who have been struck with lightning. And I think the lightning process, when it hits your body, takes away your cellular memory. And when that happens, you know, you're cleared off. And there are people who have had that process happen to them, and they've got into maybe a higher consciousness, and maybe their whole life has changed because of that. And then you have people who have had near-death experiences. So I'm kind of puzzled about that myself, because if we're forced to come back here, why did they have a near-death experience? You know, did their spirit get tired and want to leave? And some people actually, again, you know, have had, you know, maybe a more awareness coming into them and stuff. So I don't know. I'll just kind of let that one stay open there with whatever reason you think of could be the reason why they had that near-death experience, because I don't see it as typically being beneficial, because you're not bringing in more energy to your body after that process, but it probably is clearing out the densities because your body then dies, the heart stops, and then some of the densities leave you. So that could be probably a plus. Maybe your spirit can be the same spirit coming back in again, giving you a little more helping hand. So let me see what else on the process here of the fast chat here. Let's see here. A lot to read here. Well, I'll do a trauma clearing. That one's easier. It's hard to read because I'm in the moment and I'm not exactly here with you. I'm on the light ship. And so I'm trying to hold two places at once. So I can read, when I read these, I just read like almost like letter by letter. So I can see trauma, so we'll get that one here going. So here we go, a trauma clearing. So I'm sorry, Ed, there's just too many words there for me to read. So here we go, trauma clearing. And we'll go back 5 days again here for people who have had trauma in the last 5 days, including today. So 5 days ago, cleared, four cleared, three cleared, two cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And then we had a request for a planetary clearing, so I'll describe that one. I'll go into the trauma clearing. The trauma clearing, when I do an emotional clearing for people, that for most people, that cures your problems, okay? Because they can change your life and move on. But there are some people who somehow, for whatever reason, always deal with stuff and more stuff and more stuff, and all of a sudden you get overstimulated by your stuff, and then you come into trauma, and the trauma is where you live. And, you know, you wake up and wondering, what's going to happen to me next year? So the trauma clearing is designed for that, to get you out of trauma so you can have some breathing room to express your life. Okay, next we'll do the planetary clearing here. Now, the planetary clearing is again, psychic cords that are attached to you. And one of the questions earlier was, how do you release cords yourself? Well, one way is to, if you think about the way people do voodoo and stuff, they have like a little doll and they put pins in them, okay? So kind of picture yourself of having all these little connections, which could be pins or like maybe a garden hose, and you could have hundreds of these attached to your body, okay? And normally it'll go to your chakras because those are energy vortexes, okay? But it could be somewhere else too. And every cell of your body is like a chakra. But keeping it very, very simple, we'll just talk about the chakras and these cords attached to you. So what you could do is visualize, if you wish, maybe this real wonderful sharp knife, and you cut the cords off and they fall apart. You could unscrew them like a garden hose. Now remember, after you take the cords off, you want to have your body heal where the psychic attack energy is attached to you, because there could be a wound there, and that wound you want to cover up. So ask your spirit to heal you in those locations and areas. And you may want to do certain parts of your body first. You may want to go chakra by chakra. If you're real intuitive, that's what I would probably do. That way you can actually sense and feel what's happening to you. And the whole thing is awareness, to wake yourself up a little more, to understand how your spirit works. And once you catch on, then it's very simple and easy to do. At first, it might take you an hour to release cords, and after you catch on how to do it, and your spirit talks to you and tells you the way, you may want to do it for yourself, which could be the way that I'm doing it. There's all different ways people release cords, but whatever seems to work for you, and keep it simple. That's the best thing. As far as healings, they all should be very, very simple. The more ritual you have involved in it, the longer it's going to take, and the more energies you might bring into yourself that you don't want to have there. So always ask your spirit for the simple and quickest way to do something. So for me, if you don't want to use a knife, just use like a little, put a little hand behind you or in front of you, and just like you're unscrewing a garden hose, and the thing pops off. Now, after they come off of you, what's going to happen? The person that gave you that psychic attack energy will eventually figure out that they're not getting energy from you. So another way of saying it is, we'll say this person is always tired and draining, okay? And they're always tired, and when they see you, they perk up, okay? Well, they automatically put a cord into you. And then when you leave them, they may stay fully charged. And if you undo the cord, they're going to say, oh man, I'm tired. Oh, I got to think of Joe now, or I got to hook up with Joe, put a cord out to him. And it may be subconscious. It may not be him doing it mentally, where you're actually sitting down doing it, but it does happen. So what you want to do is take that cord that you disconnected from yourself and just plug it into the sun. The sun has plenty of energy. And just see it going there, and the person more than likely will not realize that they've been disconnected from you. Now, if they're trying to get information from you or pull psychic information or try to read you, then they're going to reconnect to you again. But typically, that's pretty safe. So just do that all the time, and you may want to check yourself daily. Like I said, when somebody talks about you, right away you have a cord to them. And even though they're not in the same room as you, they're connected to you, and energy runs both ways. So you want to always, watch what you're saying about someone, because it could backlash and come back to you. So, I hope that helped you. Now we're going to do a planetary clearing. Now the planetary clearing is much like people doing courting to you against your free will. And although these are extraterrestrial energies that are planets, and remember these planets could be a conscious being, could be an extraterrestrial being in a planet, taking away your energy. And there's thousands of these that's out there, unfortunately. So we're going to release you out of 10 of these, take away 10 planets. And again, think of some part of in your body that has a problem, might have a backache, might have a headache, and whatever your thought is right now is what you're going to be releasing this thing from, okay? So here we go. Maybe your thinking is really clogged up. Maybe you have like a fog energy inside of your head. Well, it could be these planets that I'll be releasing connecting to you to make you more numb, more unconscious. So here we go. And this is like mind control too. So planet number one released, two released, three released, four released, five released, six released, seven released, eight released, 9 released, and number 10 released. Okay, see how you feel. I'll put some music on. And again, this is your own kind of personal journey for awareness. I can only talk so much, you know, to help you. So I'm here to do the best that I possibly can to get you to connect to your spirit more and your heart to get your own information. A question about soulmates and twin flames. Well, your true soulmates are not here on this planet. These are the beings, the spirits that were created the same time as you from the light chip, and you went off to your home base energy, and this is where you go to after each incarnation. So what the dark side did was mimic that, and when you incarnated here, you're with light spirits again. And you go to your soul family. This is in the God plane energy. And you're connecting yourself to all the spirits that incarnated at the same time here, much like the light ship did initially. And this, again, you know, is like the song Hotel California. On the earth plane here, we're programmed to receive, so you came in. And then you can check out any time you like, which is what your spirit thought, you know, what was going to happen. But then they said, but you can never leave. Okay, so that's the whole significance here of the God plane energy. That's the heaven and hell, the recycling, rebirth, reincarnation, the Buddhist karmic, you know, karma situation there, what they have taught us. And that's basically, you know, you can't leave because you did something wrong in a past life. You can't leave every 2,000 years, though. This is when the light ship comes, if you haven't screwed up yourself and your spirit enough to allow you not to leave here. Or also, if you haven't been in parallel lives during the time of ascension, or what you might want to call the 2012 shift that's happening, if it is that time, I will say. So the light ship is here to do that process, and it's here every 2,000 years to clear the darkness out of the light universe, the light frequencies, and then it starts over again, creates light, and everything made from the light now goes on and reincarnates wherever it chooses to go to. So it's not a forced reincarnation, it's a regular incarnation for one life in the moment, in the now, and this is all that ever exists in the light. You're not out there doing multiple lifetimes out throughout the universe, because your spirit can only be in one place at one time. So what they did on the earth plane here is your soul family, those are spirits that you've incarnated with over and over and over again, and that would be a soulmate to you. Your twin flame energy, there are a few people on the planet here who have them. It's very unusual to find people who have actually seen or been with their twin flame. But when you know about your twin flame, the love energy is a million times that, if not more, than what you've ever had in your relationship with anyone here on this planet. So yes, you will know the difference instantly. The person will normally, what happens is you're able to go into that person's body instantly, where you won't be able to do that with anybody else. And you may actually have similar thoughts of that person. I met one couple who were twin flames, and they enjoyed their life. They had no problems living because they were all thinking about the same thing, each person, so they had no confrontation. And then I have heard people who were twin flame energies, and they had a really rough time being with each other because there was no challenge, and they had to just separate. So I have met people that way, both ways. So looking for a soulmate, everybody's looking for a soulmate. Yeah, everybody around you in your life very possibly could be a soulmate to you because you choose to incarnate with like-minded people, spirits in bodies, and you're there to work out your experiences from the past, and those are normally created by your soul family and soul family agreements. So you could have one soul family that maybe, we'll say, hates another soul family, and so you're always at war with those people, or you hate that particular race of people. That's a possibility, too. But basically, the people in your life, you probably have many which are in your soul family because they're setting you up for the forced reincarnation here, and you're being set up for your spiritual contracts and agreements. And as a general rule, those are always negative. There's very few things that are positive. And, you know, unfortunately, the New Age thinking philosophy is if you, you know, change your thinking, you can change your life, which you know, does help to have positive thought. But are you having the positive thought from your heart, or are you bringing something positive into your life because you want to control the energy, which is your sorcery and witchcraft, etc.? So you have to look and see what you're actually doing. You're just trying to be peaceful is where you want to be, and you want to be connected to your spirit. And once you do that, then you can have your spirit bring to you what you need and would like to have versus what the soul family contract and agreement, which you made unconsciously to yourself, and I'll use the word on the other side, to set yourself up for a situation to happen. What normally happens is that someone in the soul family will say, gee, I have this problem in my body of 500 years ago of maybe losing, we'll just say $10,000, which back then would probably be tons of money, okay? And so now you say, you know, I'm really afraid to do that. And so you raise your hand and you say, yeah, I have $10,000 in the bank. I can, you know, lose that. And this is your spirit talking. But down here, you don't want to lose it at all. So it says, okay, I'll make this agreement for you, and you just come by, and what I'll do is I'll just give you $10,000, and then you can just take the money and squander it. And what will happen is I'll feel the pain and show you what it's like to have that money lost. And with you, you can buy whatever you want with it, but the money will be gone, and I'll have the heartache, and you can have the benefit of the money. So you make that agreement on the other side spiritually, and lo and behold, it happens down here, and you say to yourself afterwards, how could I do that thing? How could I have given this person, maybe even a stranger, $10,000? Well, that's what happened. So anyway, that's kind of the way it goes, and you don't want to get involved with anything. You see, your spirit on the other side is doing all these contracts for you. So, and I'm sure there are some positive ones, you know, not that they're all negative, probably most of them are, but, you know, look at your life and just see you know, what really has happened to you in a positive note maybe in the last couple of weeks. You know, did you go out to try to win the lottery, you know, and maybe you didn't win it, or maybe you just lost more money or something, you know, did you get a flat tire on your car? You know, things happen, and, you know, what's that ramification? Did you get a flat tire because you made a contract with somebody who's driving down the road to help you at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning to get your tire fixed, and the person wasn't conscious enough with the spirit to help you, and he just drove by and waved at you, and, you know, so that also works that way. So life here is basically, you know, the human body is controlled greatly by those spiritual contracts and agreements. This is why on one of my sessions I take you out of that karmic loop so you can at least enjoy a peaceful life before ascension time, before the light ship takes everybody out of here. And that's kind of the process. Here, let me just read the fast chat here quickly here. I see cookie dough here from Kevin here about something here. What if somebody wanted to ascend 1,000 years ago? Okay. The light ship was not doing ascension. They do it every 2,000 years, okay? So you can't get out of the energy here because you're going to the God plane. If you could sit around there for 1,000 years and not have the darkness force you to reincarnate, then, yeah, you could probably leave in 1,000 years from then. But basically, you know, you're stuck here. And it's very hard, if not impossible, to leave, and that's why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to free everybody and to change the spiritual blueprints of creation, and this is what actually happens. This is why Jesus came 2,000 years ago, and this is why they put this in place every 2,000 years for the ascension time. And let's see here. You do another healing here. I'm going to do a feeling body. So sit back and relax. Here we go. Feeling body, 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Then I'll do a pain body sample also. Same process. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. There we go. So what you want to do is just check out your body right now. I'll put some music on so you can just see how you feel. And I'll do emotional clearing. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And you should be able to actually look at the situations and feel very distant from them. You're going to be able to see the event. The light ship will never take away your physical experience, but they will take away the trauma that's preventing your spirit to come fully forward to help you. Question here from Caroline. Ron, do you work with the Bada Flame energy for clearing? From the light ship, I work with that energy. I don't work with it from the God plane, but I'll show you the difference on the two. And so a lot of people use the vital flame energy from Saint Germain. So we're bringing in that energy here. So think of Saint Germain that you normally would think of. And we'll bring in that energy right now. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. And then we'll bring in it from the light shift to show you the difference of pure light frequency, unaffected by duality versus what you're getting right now. So here we go. Think of Saint Germain and the vital flame energy, and I'll bring it in. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, I'll just put some music on here. And again, request healing for you. And just sample this energy. Energy from the light ship. This is the vital flame energy from the light ship. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Bring in the three M's again here. I have a request for that from Lightheart. So here comes Archangel Metatron, Melchizedek, and Michael. This is energy from the light ship. In fact, I'll first bring them in, these energies from the God plane, so you can feel the difference on these. So here they come from the God plane. This is what you're probably used to. Just think of these energies yourself, what you normally call in. So here we go. We'll count to 10 to bring them in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And in a minute, we'll bring them in from the light ship. Light ship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. show is coming to a close here, and I'll be getting on a conference call here in about a half an hour, so we have our special one-hour conference call coming up here. So I'll just say blessings to all of you, and if you want to get on these calls, just let me know. They're $20 for an hour of Lightship Healing, and they start at 5:30 PST, and you're up on the Lightship having healings done physically. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And we'll see you possibly on Wednesday. And our Wednesday show starts at, I believe, 7 o'clock, thereabouts. So see you later, and have a wonderful evening. Good night to everybody.